Today marks the opening of the 2006 Winter Olympics, and the Alpine city of Turin, Italy, is playing host to the Games. For the next 2 weeks, athletes from 84 nations will take to the slopes and rinks chasing the coveted Olympic gold. On the bobsled course, Vanetta Flowers will race for her second medal. In 2002, Flowers made history when she became the first black athlete to win gold at the Winter Games. It's an honor she says she'll always treasure.
Coming into this sport, you know, my dream was to go to the Olympics and, you know, win a gold medal, and never ever thought I would make history like that. And so, I just hold that title very close to my heart.
And we should note that dream coming up was not the Winter Olympics, but the Summer Olympics, which you had competed in track and field for years and years and attempted to make both the 96 and 2000 teams, and injuries plagued you. You came up short, and your husband saw an ad for bobsledding. And those of us who know understand that Herschel Walker also was the brakeman for the bobsled American team. Was that an inspiration? Did you even know he had played a role in that?
The only thing I knew about bobsled was from the movie Cool Runnings. That's all I knew when I came into the sport. You know, I never even watched it in the Olympics.
You know, there's a lot to liken to that movie, and we should know Cool Runnings was the Jamaican bobsledding team. Everyone looked at them like they were crazy. Now, you're from Birmingham, Alabama, a good Southern girl. I suspect there were a lot of folks who looked at you like you must have been crazy when you first started this.
Yes, when I, you know, went home after I tried out and started telling my, you know, family and friends that, okay, I'm going to start doing bobsled now. You know, they all said I was crazy, you know. Girl from Birmingham, now going to compete in a winter sport where it's freezing cold, and I don't like the cold weather, so what are you doing? But once they realized I was serious about the sport, and, you know, they were 100% behind me, very supportive.
And what about representing black folks? How big of a role do you see in the sense that we all still represent each other, and so many people look to you to a sport and an area and an Olympics, quite frankly, that we're just not represented in terms of participation?
You know, I just hope that, you know, I've inspired other black athletes to, you know, look outside the box. Because, you know, I think a lot of times is when you don't see people that look like you do sports, then, you know, you're going to be torn away from it. And, you know, so now there's a black girl doing bobsled. So hopefully I will encourage other kids to say, hey, well, she did it. Hopefully I can do it too.
What was the most difficult thing for you to learn?
The biggest thing for me was gaining the weight. I had to gain the weight. The muscle mass, that is, because I didn't really lift weights in college, so I had to hit the weight room, and I had to put on 25 pounds of muscle, which was tough at first.
Let me ask you this. Here's something else that's different than the first time around. You're a mama now, mama of twins.
Yes, I have twin boys that are 3 years old right now, and so, you know, not only am I doing bobsled, but I'm a full-time mom. And they travel with me, too.
I would also suspect, though, it's a unique opportunity for you and your husband to, even at this young age, expose your children to, in this case, Italy, and be able to show them so many things that ultimately will help shape their lives.
Definitely. You know, when I decided to come back into the sport after I had the twins, I talked with the coaches, and I said the only way I'll be able to come back into the sport is if I'm able to bring my family with me, because my family comes first, and they were supportive from day one, and my kids have been traveling with me since they were 4.5 months old. They got the passports, and, you know, I think their first trip was actually over to Europe.
One of the twins, has had some difficulty. I understand that he was deaf at a time, and you actually, or he actually underwent surgery in Italy. How's the little one doing?
Yes, Jordan was born deaf, and we had surgery on December 20th over in Verona, Italy. And Dr. Coletti was the only doctor performing this surgery in infants, and he's had the device turned on for 2 weeks now, and I'm proud to say that he is responding to sound, and it's going to be a slow process just because he's, you know, right now he's hearing like a two-week-old baby, and mm-hmm. So he has to learn what he's hearing.
All right, let me ask you before we let you get away. Now, anything short of the gold, I suspect you'd be a little disappointed having tasted it already.
You know what? No, I won't be disappointed at all, just because, you know, I have the gold medal, and of course mm-hmm. that's why we train every day, because I want to win the gold medal again. But you know what? I've received one gold medal already this year, so, you know, I'm just very happy to be here. I'm going to go out there and, you know, and do my best on the 20th and the 21st.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and America will cheer you in. As you know, Black America is going to cheer you on in our own little way. So we look forward to seeing you push that sled and hop in, and hopefully you'll come out with the gold again.
Thank you very much, Ed.